And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, which is also going to be the scene, the big scene, next 1 week from today for Tackle Day. And we have the man, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, here to talk all about it. Happy Halloween. It's going to be a spooky show, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more, or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% off on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranx Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranx 500 and the Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranx 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. There will also be a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Hook up! Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. I always say this is best behavior day. I got both bosses
in town.
Make sure I'm here on time.
Better.
You know, no hangover.
Yeah.
Life is good. No cutwater spirits last night.
Yeah.
Like, everything is just all good.
Speaking of cutwater, we want to welcome them as a great sponsor to Let's Talk Hook Up. Youssef and the gang over there at Cutwater. What great product.
Yeah.
I mean, man, you sample them and it's like, this is like the perfect drink for fishermen.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, it's just like you have them on the boat, you're ready to rock and roll with, what's your favorite?
Bally High Mai Tai is my favorite that they do. And then Lime
Mart. That's the styled after the Bally High Mai Tai?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's called.
What
it's
it
the
is.
Cutwater Bally High Mai Tai.
Wow.
That's my favorite. And then Lime
Mart. The one and done?
Lime Margarita. The Cutwater Bally High Mai Tai is not a one and done. The Bally High Mai Tai, that's a one. I think a good buddy texted me something. We were talking about the Mai Tais there, and he said that one is too many and two's not enough.
Yeah, that's it. But, yeah, my favorite is that margarita.
It's so good.
It's so good. Yeah.
It was fun having those guys on the show.
Yeah, like, and we'll do it again, too.
They're a cool story, and I liked Youssef.
Yeah,
that was a lot of
Youssef's
fun.
Youssef's a Rancho Millionaire guy. He's a local fisherman, and that's the whole spirit behind Cutwater. So we welcome them. Great sponsor to Let's Talk Hook Up. And so go out and support our sponsors.
Yeah.
And drink responsibly, most important. And speaking of sponsors, we got the man here, Doug Kern.
Well,
good morning.
So stoked about today.
Good morning. I am too. This is definitely one of my favorite shows to do because Tackle Day is like our thing. It's our biggest, literally, blowout day of the year for sales-wise. It's just a fun feel down here at the docks. It's the top upper echelon of saltwater manufacturers set up their booths, and there's no fringe. It's just the hardcore, you know, top names that everybody recognizes. And then, you know, we have a little fun with the casting contest. I mean, we'll talk about that later today. And
Parker Boats.
We're going to have three Parker Boats in the water down there, kind of right behind the Tomahawk. And Kevin Kelly will be here with his booth answering questions. And, you know, if you want to buy a boat, I mean, it'd be a good thing to come down and buy one and make us look good having him down here.
Indeed.
And, you know, Rollo's down here doing all kinds of fun stuff with the pick-a-box. And
does that mean Mike Lum will be here?
The famous world-class Mike Lum will be here. And, I mean, let's think about it. This year with, you know, everything going on, he hasn't probably been to as many events as normal.
It's been a strange.
And so, you know, people that normally see him two or three or five times a year, this would be a good chance to come down and see him and hang out. And, you know, Mike's just a great guy to BS with and all that
wonderful
kind of stuff.
Wonderful guy.
Yeah,
for
and
sure.
I don't know if Tim's coming.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he bringing the famous
Wayne is definitely coming from CCA, he'll be in the
Now, are they
going
to have a CCA booth or a Rollo booth?
No, he's going to hang out with Mike in the Rollo booth and help him out. And then we have the big Rollo raffle, which Rick's been working like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
He's been hitting everybody up around town for raffle prizes, and all of our 20 vendors bring a nice raffle prize. Some of the stuff's been rolling in already, and so we're going to have a nice raffle like we always do.
And all the money benefits the Rollo program, which takes kids fishing.
Half the money.
Half the
yes,
money.
And the other half goes to sponsor the show.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't want to mislead anybody. But you're sending kids fishing. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So what's in the raffle, Rick?
It's just a really big one this year. And all of our local people all donate to it. The Point Loma Seafoods and Pizza Nova and all the local restaurants. And then all the tackle, Everingham Brothers bait certificates. And then we've got some pretty megas this year. We've got a $300 gift certificate to the Royal Police. Polaris, $300 gift certificate to the Shogun, a day and a half trip on the Searcher. Like all of our long range boats provide swag, restaurants, food, tackle. It's just a
bait.
Everingham Brothers Scoop, just everything that you would want. And I mean, you'll hear the list of vendors that get invited, and Doug's always says, like, there's very few requirements to be a part of Tackle Days. It's you know, you come, you set up a nice booth, and one of the only requirements is that every person has to bring something of theirs to the raffle. And I mean, that includes, you know, guys like Costa and CalStar and, you know, high end stuff that everybody will be providing to the raffle. It's a really good one.
Wow.
Well, I can tell you, we got in two pairs of Costas yesterday, so there's $500 worth of stuff just
nice.
In one vendor. And I mean, you can imagine all the rod and reel companies and the jig companies, and then, you know, guys that aren't participating in the show have been, you know, stepping up, hey, do you want a raffle prize? And, you know, just really generous. Our
fantastic.
Industry is so nice
yeah,
to
we're
us.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a big day.
It is.
I mean, and especially this year.
Yes.
And what we're dealing with, this is the first major event since
yes.
Fred Hall Long
yeah,
Beach.
Yeah, we're
right?
excited.
Yep. Right? Think
yep.
about that. Because since early March.
Yep, and
that's
I mean,
crazy.
We're lucky that it's outdoors. And,
yeah.
You know, we've done some different things this year with putting this placement of the stages. We used to do it on the boats, but the boats aren't going to be here.
Yeah, they're all fishing.
Everybody
right?
be fishing.
Fishing
exactly.
is as good as it gets
we
right now.
We have to change
now,
our
right?
model a little.
Yeah. How good is this fishing, Doug?
I honestly.
My gosh.
You know, everybody around the landing that you talk to that's been here since the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, and our industry was built on, in part, long-range fishing, and to catch a cow was like the pinnacle of sport fishing for Southern California and Baja, and to be able to go out, you know, 100 miles west and have a legitimate shot at a 300-pounder, we were trying to add up how many 300-pounders have come in over the last month, and I'm pretty darn certain it's over 50.
It's got to be.
And that's just, I'm just talking.
We're talking 300-pound.
And I'm just
yeah.
talking
bluefin
the San Diego
tuna.
Sport fishing fleet. This doesn't have anything to do with the private boaters.
Yeah.
You know, the boats up north. This
just
is
the San Diego sport fishing fleet.
And I don't know if there's any way to calculate that, but you know, we started saying, okay, these guys came in with three, they came in with four, and, you know, then they went back out and came in with three more, and, you know, here's the Outrider, you know, one of the smaller charter boats. I mean, they came in with three 300s. Four 200s and a 153 for their eight guys, and then they went out and did it again with the next group.
Wow.
I thought it was so cool. I came into work the other day, and they had just pulled in, and they were pulling fish out of their fish hold, and then on the bow, they had one of those, you know, 42-inch by 90-inch, like
right.
the single biggest kill bag, and there were two big giant tails out of it, and I was talking to the guys, and said, the fish were so big that they completely filled the hold, and they're all, hell yeah, we bought that thing. We can keep two more cows. Now,
that's
like,
right.
That's two more than we could have kept before. And,
yep.
Wow.
You know, it just, it's so cool.
Yeah, watching the Shogun come in on Thursday morning with our Let's Talk
Cup
trip. Renee, really, and the gang on there.
There you go again. Three really, over 300. Like,
yeah, and several over 200.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was just like, it's amazing. And what's cool about it is there's several different, it's not all kite fish.
Right.
There's a lot of that big fish is on jig, right?
Flat fall, sinker eggs,
yeah.
like...
Talked to somebody yesterday that had a 290 something on a flat fall.
Unbelievable.
Because we always say, oh, yeah, the big fish eat the kite and the little fish eat the flat fall.
Right.
No. You drop a flat fall, and I mean, it's like multiple hookups at a time on some of these trips. You know, they get into the right bite, and it could be at, you know, 5 in the morning, it can be at 9 at night, it can be right in the middle of the sunniest part of the day. It's just random.
It's exciting.
And boats are anchored, boats, you know, drifting, and there's a lot of boats out there, but, you know, it's not a bad scenario. I mean, everybody's, you know, spread out. There's social distancing on the water.
So let's talk about flat falls for a second. Of course,
yep.
Out of the box, a Shimano flat fall, you want to change those hooks, right?
Yeah, I mean, originally a flat fall was designed as a kind of a rock cod bottom
right,
fishing lure.
Yeah.
You know, we discovered that tuna just love them. And so we started out in the beginning carrying those 130s and the 160s and catching the schoolie yellowfin and, you know, some of the bluefin when they started filtering in. But, you know, as time progressed on, we started catching these 1, 2, and even now 300-pound tuna. And the gear that they come equipped with wasn't quite up to the task. You've got the assist hooks that are attached to those lures with a piece of Spectra. And the big bluefin were actually... you know, chafing off the Spectra, and
really?
the hooks were just not big enough, and so you'd unbutton a lot of fish. So we've gone to the Mustad J Assist 2. We put two of those on the back end, and then to digress a little bit, I think everybody remembers all the crazy rigs with people hanging like 11 hooks off of these things, you know. And we'll put two, you know, if one hook's good, two is better, four is even better, and then we'll put a stinger hook in the middle, and it's we've come to the system that J-Assist Hook 6.0, two of those on the back, the rear end of it, and then we put
on the bottom part.
Yep, because okay. Everybody's hanging. You know, assist hooks were originally designed to be hung from the top ring,
which is the way they come equipped when you buy a flat fall.
It's the other way. Yeah,
I get confused.
The flat fall actually comes with
it was on the bottom,
but it just wasn't beefy enough.
The old school butterfly.
Yeah.
And then we take a 200-pound test fluorocarbon leader, probably 2 feet long. It's only for chafing. It doesn't have to be invisible like when we're bait fishing. You use fluorocarbon to
but
you know, be invisible.
But
200 pound, it's very abrasion resistant and it's heavy.
And how long is that?
We just make it 2 feet. Yeah. I mean, they're not going to suck it down any further than a foot, you know, let's say. So, and they come up chafed, but you don't lose many of them at all. But
those two assist hooks do the trick when you chafe.
They do. Mm-hmm. I mean, a high percentage
what
of
size?
Catches.
Yeah.
6.0.
Now, what size flat
falls? Oh, the flat falls, 250, I would say, is minimum, up to as much as a 350.
Okay.
So that seems to be the range. You know, they had those 500s that you know, some of the off-brands were making, and they were just too bulky and heavy and wear the angler out, and you didn't need it, really. I mean, the 300 or 350, you can drop it down 300 or 400 feet in normally relatively calm conditions and get a bite.
And a lot of the fishing right now is up on the banks.
It's
in the relative shallows, like where you know the old saying was always, you know, if your jig stops, it's because you hooked one. Well, right now, like you might be on the bottom.
Well,
you know, like,
it's crazy.
It's a couple hundred feet. You know,
yeah.
When else can you, on the same anchor job, catch a 300-pound bluefin, a 25-pound yellowtail, and a 9-pound red?
Yeah. I mean, right now.
And a 12-pound bluefin. You know, I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there are bluefin of every size. I mean,
yes.
You know,
every year class.
One of our boats was talking about that. At one point, they had three fish going. They were 12, 50, and it was like 270. You know, those three were all going at the same time. Like, how is that a thing?
Unbelievable.
It's not a thing, but it is.
So, okay, back to the flat fall. What color, Doug?
Anything that glows. And I will say that there are two other brands that we carry, the Buffalo Jig by Nomad and the SK by Daiwa. Those are highly effective, recommended by the captain's jigs, and same sizes, you know, that 250, 300, 320, 350. And anything that glows, but the main ones, there's, you know, a Super Glow, and you've got your Zebra Glow, and you've got your Chartreuse White, and those are the three Shimano colors that get bit. And then there's a Red Crab Glow. I think they call it something else, but it's basically a red and glow alternating stripes. Mm-hmm. And so all of those work. And then everybody wants to, like, take it to the nth degree, and so there's all these crazy flashlights people are buying.
And the UV.
Wait a minute, flashlights?
To get them to glow even brighter.
So whoever has
the brightest
light
glowing flat call is going to catch the 300-pounder.
Yeah.
And if yours doesn't glow that good, you're going to catch a 200-pounder.
Yeah.
Which is, hold it up on the light above the bait tank, and you're fine.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get back to deals now at Tackle Day, 1 week from the day at Fisherman's Landing.
Any deals on flat falls?
Can you share with us any of the stuff that's going to happen?
Well, that's such a good segue, Rick, because one of the best deals we have that's a blanket deal, basically, I'm going to say 90% of everything in the store is on special. And if you're in our store on Tackle Day and it's not on special, ask nicely, and we'll probably give you a discount on if you want to buy a 16-ounce torpedo sinker and we don't have it on special, we'll probably make a deal for you.
But, wow, okay.
But all jigs in the shop are buy two, get one free.
All flat
falls? So if you're going to buy your flat falls, you're going to get 33% off. So, I mean, this really...
Come on!
Yeah, this is a really good time to stock up on any kind of... So surface iron, yo-yo iron, flat falls...
Assist hooks.
Hooks are on the same exact discount as lures. Buy two, get one free.
What?
I think the jigs thing is
all hooks?
That's a bigger
yes.
the jigs is a bigger deal than most people realize. It's all jigs, no limit, no exception. So, like, whoa. I mean, it's everything. That same thing applies to $100 marlin lures, to $60 wahoo trolling lures, to 50 cent MC swim baits. You know, whatever it is, it's buy two, get one free, no limit, no exception, mix and match, totally allowed. It's just like, it's all about a deal, not like, well, we got this thing for cheap, so we'll try and offer this at a discount. It is across the board. Whatever your favorite surface iron is, if you want to pick out a JRI, a Taddy, and a Salus, that's fine. You're going to get one of them for free. Like,
wow.
It's really cool.
Well, and then some of the manufacturers have sweetened the pot even beyond that. So we have some jigs that are buy one, get one free. So if you want to buy a Rapala, buy one, get one free.
Whoa.
If you purchase six JRI surface iron, or any irons, surface iron or yo-yo
any
jigs.
Any JRI.
The DW1?
Any of them. We got plenty of those, too.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Danny Wade's one of our speakers.
Oh,
so he's
going to
be talking some DW1 at Tackle
Bay.
Yeah,
okay.
But if you buy six, you're going to get your three free ones because you bought two, got one free. So now you're up to nine lures. Then they're going to throw in a red crab, kind of a custom-colored DW1 Danny Wade jig.
Whoa.
So you're getting 10 jigs by buying six.
Yeah,
whoa.
Buy six, get 10.
That's pretty cool.
So there's things like that. And then, of course, outside. So inside, we have all of our first run stuff. I mean, I'm going to go down the list in a little while because I don't want to leave anybody out. But, I mean, every major manufacturer, all the stuff we carry, all rods, 20% off.
All rods. CalStar.
And I'm going to tell you, it's been really hard to get inventory this year, and we have a pretty darn good inventory, and there's no logical reason that we should be discounting any of this stuff, because some of this stuff we ordered as much as a year ago that we've been getting in, we just things just trickle in. Like yesterday, or day before yesterday, I look on the counter, and there's two Trinidad 16s.
Yeah.
What the heck? We haven't had Trinidad 16s in like 2 weeks. So.
Wow, but you got them.
But so things just trickle in. And we're going tackle day as usual, and whatever we have in stock is going to be discounted. So all reels are going to be 10% off.
Wow. All reels, and even the ones you're not supposed to discount.
Well, I can neither confirm nor deny, but I'd say there's a pretty good chance.
Yeah, pretty good shot at it when you say all reels, right?
All, yeah. You know, they always say never say all and never say never. But in this case, it's all.
All. Y'all.
And, but then, again, like the jigs we were talking about, some of the reels that we have are discounted beyond that.
These are minimum.
I can't tell some of the brands, but there's one brand that makes a bass reel that we have at 25% off plus free Spectra.
Whoa.
We have a certain models of a lever drag 2-speed that are 20% off. I mean, usually, you don't make 20% on reels necessarily.
Yeah.
We've got some other ones that are at 15% off.
So all reels, minimum 10 and maybe more.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yeah. Exactly.
And a lot of them have come with some added-on swag. Just the one that comes to mind since it came in yesterday is Penn brought in. If you buy a Penn Fathom reel at 10% off, you're going to get free ProSpec line. Up to
Spectra.
A certain yardage, but basically going to fill your reel with Spectra. You're going to get really nice. I was stoked to see them. The Penn Yeti tumblers.
Wow.
I mean, those things got to be 30 or 40 bucks.
Totally, yeah. I mean, they're legit Yeti tumblers with a really cool, like, laser-etched Penn
logo.
It's
like a cool blue color and the Penn logo. And then if you buy an International or a Torque reel, they're throwing in a really nice $109 camo-looking duffel bag that's super cool.
A dry bag duffel.
Yep.
So when you're, which is really nice.
I saw those. Those look nice.
Yeah, yes. When you're going, especially now.
Yeah, you were there when they came in.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays when, you know, you're bringing your own bedding a lot on these trips. You're bringing your own pillow, bringing your own sleeping bag. They're really nice because you can throw all your stuff on there, and then if it gets chucked onto the boat with a wet deck, everything's in a dry bag, so you don't have to worry about your stuff. They're really nice.
Well, we have a lot to talk about today.
Fisherman's
Landing Tackle Day. We have the man, Doug Kern, here talking fishing here. And if you have a question, you want to join us, it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, it really is. Today's so much fun. And having the guru of tackle himself, Doug Kern, answering your questions, talking Tackle Day. It's going to be a great one. 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Again, 833-288-0973 if you want to give us a call or shoot us a text. The text has been a very popular and fun option. If you want to shoot us a text, just jump onto the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Easiest way to listen to the show. Lots of fun. You can get it for free at the Google Play Store for your Android device. Get in the App Store for your iPhone. Free download. And as soon as you fire it up, you'll see the tab. Text the show, and you can text your questions right through. And for those of us on the phones, man, do we have a great prize for you today. One lucky caller is going to get a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop, which will be eligible for Tackle Day. So if you wanted to win your prize and come down to Tackle Days, you'll be stretching that $50 real far with all those deals. So again, a great prize, a lot of fun with Doug in here. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here talking Tackle Day with Doug Kern. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973.
Hey, I heard something interesting for you fly fishermen out there from Michael Schweit from the Southwest Council of Fly Fishers International. Past President Bill O'Kelly passed away in August, and they're conducting a sale on his fly fishing rods and reel. Bill was a connoisseur of good equipment, and most has hardly been used, and it's going on eBay starting this Sunday and continuing until it's gone. It's also, he has a 1,200 book collection and many first editions and all that stuff. So to participate in this eBay auction for Bill's Bill's stuff there, all of his fly fishing gear. Starting at Sunday at 4 p.m. It's under pound SWCFFF, which is the Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishing. And the complete list of books is available on the download from their website, which is SWCFFF, World's Worst Website, by the way. And we've told them that many times, so it's not an insult. But anyway, and all the proceeds go to his widow and his two college-age kids. So
that's
real
awesome.
Nice deal there.
Yeah,
so
great.
Get on eBay. You want some phenomenal deals on some great fly fishing gear. There you go.
That's awesome.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got
They're packed
it, man.
Up.
Well, I know everybody's excited to talk to Doug. Why don't we start it off with our good buddy Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Halloween, and thanks for a great spooktacular show today.
Good morning. Way to start the calls off. I like it.
Hey, guys. Question for you, Doug, on rods. You know, you hear about glass rods, you hear about composite rods, and I was wondering if you could just talk a little bit about what the difference is and why you would choose one over the other.
Well, early on, you know, let's just, not way back in the Calcutta days, but, you know, when fiberglass rods were first made, that was a great material to get the type of actions that we wanted. Super strong, you know, it was hard to break a fiberglass rod. And then they started coming out with all these materials in the bass fishing market for like boron and graphite, and took a little while to get perfected. I remember all these companies coming out with graphite rods and kind of composite rods, and they every one of them would break. But probably the first really good West Coast rod that was a true graphite composite was CalStar. They made the Graphiter. The Graphiter is 70% graphite and 30% fiberglass, and both materials run all the way from butt to tip. A lot of the composite rods will have most of the graphite in the butt to give you the lifting power, but the fiberglass in the tip for, you know, the resiliency and maybe a little less brittle. And then now most companies in saltwater fishing have adopted that type of formula as a, you know, the mainstay. The other rod that CalStar makes that's you know, I'm using CalStar because they're a pretty well-known brand, and then we can relate that to all these other brands. But they also make their GG series, which is 30% graphite and 70% glass. So fiberglass is a little cheaper, so you can make a more economical, high-quality saltwater rod. But the benefits of having some graphite in there is that the rod is lighter weight, a little thinner diameter. It recoils more quickly. So when, you know, if you're short pumping a fish, when you lift up and then you drop the rod tip down, or, you know, there's a tail beat from the fish, or for whatever reason the tip relaxes, it recoils much more quickly to keep the pressure on the fish, where a fiberglass rod might recoil more slowly, and, you know, you don't quite get the line as quickly as you might with some graphite in there. There are some, you know, a little bit, you know, maybe advantages. Like if we ever got the anchovy fishing back and you went with an 8-foot rod, the lightweight, slower action, I mean, the lighter action, slower action of a fiberglass rod, you might be able to throw an anchovy a little further, where, again, the graphite recoils quickly, and sometimes you'll flick a bait off if you're not careful. Same with casting a mackerel to marlin. A lot of the marlin guys prefer the fiberglass because it loads up and then it throws at the correct speed to get distance but not flick the bait off. So that's a general overview, and I could go on for 20
that's
more minutes,
good.
but that's the gist of it.
Hey, very good. Don, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
All right. Great to hear from you, for sure. Now, here's an interesting one from our good buddy Jeff from One Cool Tuna. This is on our text. You can text through via our Let's Talk Hookup app. Of course, if you don't have an app, you got to download the app. It's free. You can listen anywhere you want on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and that's the only way you can text us.
I listened
too.
To Art Taylor on the way down to the radio station today, so
yay.
I love the app.
Yeah, the app is awesome. Listen to recordings and stuff
yes.
like that. I was last week in Florida. I was listening to Rick and Corey and the gang on Let's Talk Hookup.
It's
that was
the greatest
a great
thing
job
ever.
On the show. Thanks for coming.
Oh,
by
yeah.
The way.
I had fun.
Appreciate that. But this is from One Cool Tuna, and he said, please remind Doug about the gold OCT jig for first place in the casting contest.
Yeah, so...
So what's that all about?
Go ahead.
Well, so the casting contest is a blast, and it's... I think we like it more for the smack talk, like in the line that it creates, than anything else. So we do... it's presented by Shimano. It's the Shimano casting contest, and we have a bunch of the same outfits. They're Tranx 500s on Shimano Terramar jig rods, and we have a casting contest, and it's run by the San Diego Anglers. They provide the team that put it together, and we have... I mean, it's very official. We have an official at the casting line, and we have a flagger that kind of runs down the lane at which we cast, and everything is measured with a laser, you know, rangefinder. It's a really fun casting contest. Jeff from OCT provides a trophy, and it's a gold OCT 10 that's got laser etched, you know, the winner on
nice.
It. Yeah, so first place of the trophy. He also has a perpetual trophy that is basically this really cool, you know, like plaque of a jig, and then on it hang these little golden surface irons, like a picture a keychain, but a lot cooler, you know, these little mini surface irons, and it's the caster's name and the distance that he won each year with.
And so it's a perpetual trophy.
Yeah.
So where does that trophy live?
It bounces. It will be here.
Okay.
It goes with Jeff, but it's a really cool, you know, that's the main trophy. And then the first place in second and third aren't too shabby either. It's totally free to be a part of the casting contest, and first place wins a $500 Shimano reel.
Wow.
Second place, a rod.
Shimano Tranx 500.
Or similar.
Or similar.
You know, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, that's the reel that always goes. But,
okay.
You know, if you want something else at the same price, that's fine, too.
Okay.
The thing that we like about it is totally free to cast. You know, no issue. But you get three casts. Your first one is a practice. It doesn't count regardless of how good it is. We do that for two reasons. It allows somebody to warm up to the gear. It also gets the flaggers kind of in the general zone of where a guy's distance is, so we can be very accurate measuring the cast. The next two casts are marked for your winner, and then the best cast becomes your mark. But if you know you could do better, like, man, there's no way I'm going to let Doug beat me. I guarantee you I can get him, and he got me a cast before. For $10 as a donation to Friends of Rollo, you can get back in the line and give it another shot.
And along those lines, we have modified that a little bit. You can do that only two times. Because we want to give everybody a chance to do the casting contest, and you have to go to the back of the line,
right.
So that, you know, you can't take 20 casts in a row and
yeah,
get totally mega dialed.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be fair for everybody.
Right.
So
that sounds good.
But it's
going to be a lot of fun.
And we added this year a ladies and a juniors category.
Nice.
So each of those are going to win a rod. And,
wow.
I believe we stipulated a junior will be 14 and under.
14 and under, okay.
And a junior or a lady can win the grand prize as well, but they each have their separate category. So technically,
you
if a kid
all.
Or a lady casts the furthest,
sure.
They're going to have, you know, $500 reel and a rod and just be the coolest kid on the block.
What's the longest cast from last year?
I think we've hit 92 yards.
92 yards?
Yeah.
That's a bomber.
Holy
mackerel. That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big cast.
Most of the casts are between 40 and 60 yards.
Yep.
People don't realize a 70-yard cast, that is a...
It's a long cast.
Yellowtail catch.
92 yards.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's now you're using... The Tranx 500 and a Shimano Terramar.
Yeah, 9-foot Terramar.
Right. You can't bring your own stuff.
Nope. And I will tell you, I mean, a 10-foot rod will cast further, but just for the ease, because some people are uncomfortable with a 10-foot rod.
Yeah.
We went with a 9-foot rod, and I'm sure that we would have had a 100-yard cast had we been able to use a 10-foot rod, but some people are just intimidated by that, which they really shouldn't be. It's less effort to cast a 10-foot rod than a 9-foot rod.
Yeah.
But we're just going with, you know, making it comfortable for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, real quick one before we get to the cast, man. Will Fisherman's Landing Tackle offer any online deals during Tackle Day, or is it in-store only, and that's from James in Oceanside?
Yep, it's the outside parking lot portion, and the store will be open. You have to be there in person.
No online deal.
And so, unfortunately, we're not doing anything online.
Okay.
Our hours, we'll go through all that. We're going to talk to Castman, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the things too. Like you said, we set it up with our reps. You know, I mean, like it's a 1 day in person sale.
This is a special deal.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, with that said, it is time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for the Catch Report with the Cast Man, sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch with Fish Pros the Market, you can also purchase fresh fish. You can get smoked and jerky fish. They have spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing pokey kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
And I got to tell you, I picked up Ron Lane shared some of his Shogun spoils. Oh, the bluefin came out so beautiful, and the yellowtail that he caught down there on the ridge. Unbelievable.
It's so good.
Yeah. And I'm having pokey for lunch.
And I got to say, too, again, speaking of Tackle Day, Sean Sebring will also be one of our seminar instructors, and he's doing a really cool one. So Sean is basically going to give a full lowdown on you taking your yellowfin tuna, whether it be caught on a sport boat or your private boat, like the care of the fish, and then how to treat it at home to produce the same quality of smoked fish that they do at Fisherman's Processing, which is kind of known as that's the best smoked fish in town. And they're going to go over, like, if you've got a Traeger or a smoker at home, he's going to teach you the entire process, care for, brining, smoking, the whole nine. It's a really cool seminar. He did it last year, and it was like the one that we got like the most great feedback from.
Wow.
So Sean's doing it again this year.
That's going to be cool. Well, hey, good morning, Cass man.
Hey, buenos dias.
What's happening down in the Baja, buddy?
Hey, man, this past week, you know, anytime those Santa Anas blow here, when they start here, a day later, they start up down there. So anywhere in that Sea of Cortez, all the way from San Felipe, all the way to Cabo San Lucas, expect to have those winds blowing. And usually they start picking up about 11 o'clock, and then then they'll blow, you know, for the rest of the day. So when you're fishing down there, you kind of have to play the wind. So you got to get out early, get up to the banks, especially around San Jose del Cabo there, and then you can fish till about 11. Then you got to move around to the protected area, come in towards San Jose del Cabo, and then all the way from San Jose del Cabo all the way down to Cabo San Lucas. You're in that protected area, so they fish the rest of your day like that. But it's the start of the windy season there. The north winds are starting to blow, and so the good key is when the Santa Anas are blowing, it's going to blow down there. But otherwise, fishing, got a good report from La Paz. Lots of Dorado for this part of the season. You know, it's normally an earlier on the Dorado, but they've been getting some nice fish, most of them 5 to 15 pounds, but they're getting the occasional 20, 25 pounder. And also there's been some wahoo out to Roca Montaña. Not a lot, but guys that are trolling the right type of lures, those dark Rapalas or nomads, are picking up one or two a day there. So there's some good fishing there. As far as water temperatures goes, you know, it's consistently staying about 85 right now. So it's good water, clear water, and boats at San Jose del Cabo, like I say, when they get up into those banks, get up there early. They have been getting wahoo, pretty good numbers on occasion. And then, of course, there's yellowfin tuna up in the banks there, too. And some nice fish being caught there, up to 80, 90 pounds, mostly on either the dead sardinas or the cut squid. They've been doing some pretty good stuff off the bottom there for red snapper and cabrilla. So, it's, like I said, there's some good fishery going down there. And you got to play the wind. So just remember, when you get down there, you got to get out early, come back, and then fish the fishable areas. But overall, gosh, you know, the people are traveling now. You know, they're coming out of the house and making reservations. I guess they finally have had enough. As long as you take the same precautions you do here, you know, wear your mask, get your hand sanitizers. I just got back from New Orleans, flew over there on Southwest from L.A. to New Orleans to fish the redfish there in Venice. And they didn't have the middle seat open, so you had a window and aisle. And like I said, just the protocols, mask, you know, have your hand sanitizer, and just be careful. And we've had clients come and go, and they say even in the hotels down there in Cabo San Lucas, they're really being cautious and following all the protocols down there.
I think Mexico's more careful than we are here in the U.S., frankly.
Well, yeah, I think as a general bunch, because I know they depend on that tourism so much down there, you know, and so they want people to come. And, you know, want the word to get out. So, don't, you know, like I say, don't be afraid to travel. And
I did the same cast, man. I flew to Key West on Delta out of San Diego, and no middle seats. And I mean, it's almost a pleasure to fly
these days,
to be honest with you, because
so
airports are not crowded, the planes aren't crowded. They're really careful about that. So yeah, call Cast Tours and get traveling is the message, right?
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, Pete, I sent you that picture of that 45-inch redfish I caught there in Venice, first day,
nice.
First fish.
Nice.
You know, that's my biggest ever. But you talk about planning the trip right around the hurricane. We got out Sunday, and the hurricane hit on, I think it was Wednesday. So
nice. Yeah, we had the same issues down
timing,
at the Keys.
Good timing, buddy.
So, yeah, our timing wasn't the best. Well, hey, if somebody wants to fish with Cass, how do we do that?
800-593-6510 or on the web, www.casttour.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday. Take care, guys.
Right on, Cassman. Appreciate that very much. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, Tackle Day is your day to buy those Shimano reels, Power Pro line, Speedmaster. What a great reel! And is, wait a minute, Doug, is that actually going to be on sale?
They are, and we've got it's. I don't know how this is possible, but we have good supply of Speedmaster. We've got a good supply of Talica.
Good supply of Talica?
Yes. And,
whoa.
As many as we've sold this year, we've somehow kept ahead of that curve. And so I know they've been out of stock around, you know, Southern California, but...
you do such a great job with inventory, and Shimano has the product that people want is the bottom line,
yes,
right?
Yes, and then we're going to be filling those with Power Pro line. So, you know, it really is the perfect time. And when else at a Tackle Day could you buy a Shimano product and then go fish it the next week and catch a 200-pound tuna?
Yeah, for real.
This is like the first time that's going to happen. So, Power Pro is going to be on special, all Shimano. We've got crazy things going on.
And the Shimano reps will be there.
They will be in their booth, Shimano and Power Pro, out in the parking lot there. So if you have questions for them and all their great products, the buy two, get one free on the flat falls and every other Shimano jig for that matter. I mean,
wow.
We've got stick baits and
cool
jerk baits.
Oh, all the cool snipers. Oh, my gosh.
All
so check it out at Tackle Day. The Shimano deals and the Shimano people will be there.
Get ready for the largest outdoor sale in our history. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, AFTCO, CalStar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Mustad, MC Swimbaits, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Phoenix, PowerPro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Seeker, United Composites, Shimano, and West Coast Marine. That's right, over 20 manufacturers reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranx Casting Contest. Show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranx 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year, with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone, so don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
It's another innovation from Seaguard, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguard's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguard leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguard fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguard Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguard.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. If you want to join in the fun, 833-288-0973.
Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, they're packed up to talk to Doug. Why don't we talk to Scott? He's got us from El Segundo this morning. What's up, Scott? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
So I was lucky enough to get on the six-day Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Shogun.
Nice.
And it turned out to be truly a trip of a lifetime. I was looking forward to fishing with Ricky. You know, I wanted to cast some surface iron with him, but clearly he can't ride a horse. So luckily enough, Ron Lane was the charter master, and what a great guy and great fisherman. And he kind of led the charge for all of us. He was hooking fish right and left.
How cool.
And I really, you know, one of the big reason I wanted to call was to give a shout-out to the guys on the Shogun. I got to say, from, you know, from Jen in the office to Captain Renee and the crew and the cooking and everything, it was just an amazing trip. And I got the fish of a lifetime, and I really, you know, I owe it to Renee for shouting out numbers of depths and such, and the whole crew, you know, Bobby, Kazi, Connor, and Dave, deckhands. Dave was on my hip from the moment I hooked this fish of a lifetime. You know, I was dropping the flat ball. I was listening to Renee shout out the numbers, and Dave stuck to me. And I gotta say, his knot tying skills are the reason that I got this fish. The night before, I had had some chafe on my line, and Dave, we cut a section of a line out at about 300 feet, and Dave tied a back-to-back uni on my 100-pound. And anyway, that comes to play later, because when I hooked this fish, that knot was outside of my reel, and it held. So I
awesome.
Managed
how big,
to get
how
this.
Big was that fish? How big was that fish, Scott?
It gilled and gutted. It was 306.
Oh man!
And that was the jackpot fish for the trip, right?
That was the jackpot fish. And
you caught it on fall. What kind of rig?
It was a Nomad 320 red and glow. That I gotta say was rigged by Sam at Island Tackle up in LA. They're my gurus up here, where Ricky is my guru down there at the docks. But they did a great rigging job, and I've kind of followed your guys' guidance. It was on a Talica 20, with 100 pound on it, and on a CalStar 775H. You know, a big, big thank you to Rick, because I called him the day before the trip and I said, I don't know if I have big enough gear. And Rick told me straight up, he said, a Talica 20 will get the job done. And then he said, you know, generally flatball fishing, you know, you got a good shot at a cow and that reel can handle a cow. Well, you know, I got a super cow, fish of a lifetime. And I have to say, when they opened the gate to bring that fish in, I never thought, you know, I've never thought I would be doing like a 16 day or anything like that to have that done. But that when they opened that gate, and I just couldn't believe that they were opening a gate for a fish that I caught. And
That's so awesome.
I got to say, the guys.
I remember John
the guys on the show gun did just such a spectacular job. Thanks to them, and thanks to you guys
for the call this morning, Scott. We sure appreciate that.
That's
very
awesome.
Much.
What
yeah.
a fish.
You know, John Pandelis many years ago told me about gate fish when I was on the Royal Polaris. So I totally understand where Scott's coming from.
There's nothing like a gate fish, right?
That's a fish big enough where they have to take the gate out to get it on board.
Yeah, so you don't have to go the extra 3 feet to get up and over the rail.
Exactly.
Anytime when they're getting ready to gaff a fish, you know, there's always a guy standing next to you, and then when your fish is getting close and there's two gaffs, you know, one on each side of you, you know it's the real deal. And when it's a fish like Scott's talking about, when there's two guys on each side of you, and you know, when you're the one engaged in battle and there's four gaffs standing by, like, you know, it's a very real one.
Scott was pumped up.
That was so cool.
Yeah, and then congratulations, Scott. That was, like he says, fish of a lifetime. So 306 gilled and gutted is a 350-pounder?
So, yeah, you add 12 to 13%. I've watched probably a dozen of them weighed on our dock over the last month where they kept the guts in a bag. And so a 300-pounder, then you put the guts on there, it'll add 39 pounds.
Yeah. So that's a 350.
So it's right there, you know, for sure a 345.
On a flat fall on a Talica 20.
Yeah. Honestly,
about that, huh?
Yeah.
We kind of thought it was a little bit. We kind of thought it was a little bit less than that. Like, we didn't think that the guts weighed that much. You know, it was always thought that maybe 10%. It is more than that. I mean, after time, exactly as Doug said, you know, fish hanging on the scale that weighs whatever. And there was several of them. They kept the gut sacks in a trash bag per the fish, and they were those gut bags weighed 40 pounds.
I watched 12 of them, and then I talked to Sean at Fish Pros, and I talked to Drew over there at Five Star. Sean gave me 12%, and Drew gave me 13%.
Okay.
And so if you take 300 times 13, that's 39 pounds.
Yeah.
And I watched it 40 pounds on these 300 pounders
over and over.
So
yeah.
it's pretty. I mean. If it's not weighed on the scale, we don't ever count it. I don't. But it's pretty darn accurate if you have a 300 and you didn't have, and if it was gilled and gutted,
and then
over 330.
Then there's another factor when it's in the RSW, it loses a little weight in there too. So
blood and stuff like that. But none of these tuna on long range or anything have ever been weighed instantly the second they came out of the water, really.
It's a big one.
But you have to account for that because you can't not gill and gut it.
Yep.
And you legitimately can add, you know, 12%, 13% to get a good, pretty darn accurate guess.
Yeah, that's cool. Very good. Well, congratulations, Scott.
Yeah,
fish
that was
of a
awesome,
lifetime,
Scott.
And thanks for relating that story too. Sure appreciate that. Doug, you have some deals to go over. One more thing before
Please,
he goes
yeah.
to the deals is the rod he was talking about, the CalStar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us is that the flat fall rod?
What Scott was fishing was a 775 extra heavy. It is a fantastic rod.
Is that a rail rod?
Pound. It is. Yeah, it's part of the rail rod series from CalStar. That's a 7.5 foot rod. I love it. I got nothing but good things to say about it.
Is that going to be on sale?
I'm a 7 foot rod guy. Of course.
Okay.
Everything.
It's okay.
Every
all,
single.
Remember that word.
CalStar.
All
rods.
And again, I mean, Doug already mentioned it. Like that rod is just not easy to get, and we could sell it. Every day. We do sell it every day at full price. There's no reason to do it at 20% off. But Tackle Day is a really big deal for us, and it's a big deal for our customers, and like we're stoked to get to
And you have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In stock right now.
Wow. And John and the gang from CalStar will be there?
I don't know if John will, but they definitely will have one or two representatives down there like they always do.
Yeah.
Same spot they've been for the last 17 years. First spot on the left when you pull it and come into the lot. And I was going to throw out there on his rod. I mean, we sell probably more 7 foot than we do 7.5 foot.
Okay.
And I know that we have.
But Scott's a big guy, so he could take.
Yeah,
a 7 foot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he could take 7.5 foot.
But don't feel like that's the only rod. I mean, there are multiple rods that will do that job, and the heavy, the extra heavy, 7 foot, 7.5 foot. We've got pretty darn good stock on rail rods right now, and. Believe me, they're getting a workout.
I'm the same way. Like I like the 7 more than I like the 7.5. Like my personal rod is a 770 XH as opposed to his 775.
All right. Now, deals, Doug.
dog. Well, so the way that Tackle Day is laid out is we have our first run stuff inside. And we mentioned some of those deals, 10% off reels, 20% off rods, hooks and jigs, buy two, get one free across the board. But where you kind of find the little closeout-y things is out in our booth out in the parking lot. And we have, for instance, like 500 AFTCO fishing shirts, T-shirts, and kids' shirts. They're $9.95. So those are normally $25, but as they get closeouts, we try to snatch them up over, you know, the course of the year. And so we've got a bunch of those. We're doing kind of a cool one. There's been some popper fishing this year, although it's not right now the deal. But we said, let's just pick what's the hottest popper you can buy. Well, it's a Halco Haymaker 190. We're doing that. Buy one, get one free.
Whoa.
So if you want to kind of get your popper box back in order after, you know, mangling a couple of them or losing some jigs that way. We have the Iser promo spools that we have every year at the Fred Hall Show, Tackle Day, Day at the Docks. They're the Iser First String, clear or blue. We sell them for $8.95, which is a good deal. And then you get buy one, get one free.
Oh! Wow, these are 1 pound spools?
No, they're like you know, that they call them promo spools, so they're various yardages from probably, I'm going to say,
depends on the size.
300 to 600 yards a line, something like that.
Okay.
Goes anywhere from like 4 pound test up to 30.
Okay.
We also have Suffix line that we sell in the store all year long, $52.95. We're doing that for $25.
Whoa.
So that's like, you know, 55% off or whatever. One of the coolest things, it's been
The coolest things? There's lots of cool things.
Well, we're kind of, I'd say, known for our rod building components and finding good deals on blanks and different things like that. And it's been a mega challenge, but we have 224 blanks that are West Coast actions. I would go out tomorrow and catch, you know, a 50-pound tuna on one, a yellowtail, whatever. And they're normally like that $69, $79 range. We've got those for $19.95.
Holy mackerel.
So I know guys are going to come in and buy, you know, three or five at a time.
Yeah, at least, some phenomenal. And we'll continue with the phenomenal deals because, I mean, you've got a big list.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, lots more when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen, in Mission Bay.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% off on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and the Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. There will also be a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggety body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyFord.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.